and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Happy Wednesday, my good friends and family. Okay, so today I want to talk to you about something. I was looking at my Rolodex of topics, and I was thinking, you know, what have I not talked about in a long time? So I decided to pick this topic here because a lot has changed in the world of what I'm about to discuss today. And it's very important that if you're not doing your own websites, that you at least share this data with your web designer and have them either listen to this, or if you're looking to change your web designer, give us a call, and we'll love to be your web designer. Anyway, today I'm talking to you about getting comfortable with mobile-first web design. It's a very important thing. It's been a while since I've talked about web design in general. So I wanted to talk about something that's modern, and that's web design for the mobile. Because back in the day when I started, it was desktop first, mobile second. Now that those tables have turned. So that's what I want to talk to you about today, is website design for mobile people, with a mobile first mindset. So before we get there, just want to talk about a little bit of housekeeping things. Number one, I want you guys to give me a call at 888-416-7752 or send me an email at info@lbmsllc.com. If you want to be a guest on my show, if there's something that you want to talk about digital marketing, is there something you're struggling with? Is there a result that you've gotten and you're so excited to share with the listeners because you think it's going to help the listeners? Any topic you want to talk about under the sun, we can discuss on the show as long as it's about digital marketing and business. Okay. And as long as it helps the small business owner, because that's what we're all about here at Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. Okay. So last but not least, if you want a copy of my book, I have at least three left. So actually four left. Sorry. Four left. I have four left. And so they're going fast. So if you want a copy of my book, once these four are gone, they're gone. I may reorder. I may not. I don't know. They're also selling it on Amazon. But now Amazon is $17.95. If you get it from me, you get it for free. Just give me a couple of bucks for shipping. And it's in your doorstep. As quick as that. So it's 7 Steps to Recession-Proofing Your Business. Just head on over to my website, lbmsllc.com/book. And you can order the book yourself, and it'll be in your doorstep in the next 2 to 3 days. 3 to 4 days, and you'll have it. Anyway, on to the topic at hand here, folks. Let's discuss websites. See, the way people are interacting right now with the internet has definitely evolved. And this is what we were talking about earlier. See, when the web was new, all the internet traffic was, you know, in the desktop. Like I said, when I first started, that's how it was all about. Now, some of the smartphones were released through 2000, and now they had a dumbed down version of the internet back then. Now, everything changed back in 2007. I don't know if you guys remember this. And this is right. The funny thing is everything changed in 2007. That's when I first launched my business. But although things were changing on that side of things in 2007, still the development process was still the same. We were still developing websites for desktops. So in 2007, when Apple released the iPhone, the first iPhone, suddenly everything started changing. And the websites, people were like adjusting. I don't know if you guys remember that. People would have to like spread open their browser on their mobile phone. It was hard to read. It was very difficult. But still, that's how. But you can now see your website on your phone. You didn't have to go to the desktop to see it. And that was pretty cool. Now, here's the deal, though. And this is why this topic is so crucial. And you got to pay attention. And like I said, if you're working with a web designer, make sure that he understands what I'm about to say. And if you're not working with one, give us a call, okay? So, today, 63% of organic searches on Google come from mobile devices. 63%. That's today, 2021. So basically, mobile has overtaken the personal computer. I mean, it's just leaps and bounds more important. So when we consider that our own internet usage, consider our own internet uses right now, right? Consider what you use the internet right now. All of this makes sense. Okay. How often do you use your phone to search for nearby restaurants, right? Think about it. Okay. But here's the thing. There's a disconnect between the way we design websites and the way we use them. I mean, there are a few websites out there I've seen, and this is why I want to talk about this. There are a few websites that I've seen. When I say it's a few, it's still a lot of websites I've seen that are not adjusting properly to the way the industry needs it to adjust. By that, I mean the industry is just yearning for mobile first design. You know, think of mobile first, then do the desktop. It's yearning for that. And I'm going to prove it on this episode. Okay. So here's the deal. When we fail to put the mobile experience first, the result can be frustrating, very frustrating for the end user. Okay. See, when you have pop-ups that cover this whole screen, think about it. You're trying to close the screen. Have you ever had a pop-up on your mobile device? It sucks. It's really terrible. And people are still using this type of methodologies. Now, to take it even further, Google basically has switched to a mobile-first indexing system. They just switched this. They were in pilot last year, in mid-year last year, June or so. But they've just switched it over late November. And so they're switching to mobile-first indexing. So if you out there asking me, well, what does that mean? I'm going to tell you right now. This means that they do not crawl your desktop site when indexing and ranking pages. They do not crawl your website site, your desktop site when indexing the ranking pages. They only crawl your mobile site. So if your desktop site is lightning fast, but your mobile site is like crazily slow, then you're not going to rank properly on Google and you're gonna miss out on business. That's the importance of mobile first design. And that's why when I was looking through my Rolodex of topics and I saw web design, I said, well, I haven't spoken about that in a while. And I, you know, I've known this information and I feel like I've shorthanded you because I should have shared this a while ago. Feeling bad, guys. I apologize. Anyway, I digress. Let's get back to the topic at hand. So what are your mobile site's stats? So that's important to know. Okay. Here's the deal, guys. Here's the deal. Google Analytics is your friend. It's my best friend. I can tell you just by looking at Google Analytics what site's going to rank well, what site's not going to rank well. I can just tell you. And a lot of times when I take on a new client, I try to look, I get on their Google Analytics. I say, hey, can I see your Google Analytics? You can get me off later. And I can tell you if it's going to rank well or not, or if I have to do some tweaking to the website before I take on the project. Okay. So what are your mobile site stats? Okay. Before you know what to change, you need to know the current stats. Okay. Because the majority of web traffic comes from mobile, as I said before. So you need to understand where this information is in Google Analytics. So in the home dashboard, you want to scroll until you see a circle chart called sessions by device. Okay. This is going to show you the device breakdown for the past, say, 7 days or whatever range you put in Google Analytics. I like to put at least 30 days. But the default when you get to Google Analytics is 7 days. That's why I said 7 days in the beginning. But somehow you want to adjust that to the last 30 days. That way you can get some fresh stats. So so that's the first thing you want to do. So the mobile first design is important, even if the customer are more likely to visit the site on a desktop. Okay. Because of the Google indexing is what I told you about. So even if the site visitors are more prone to desktop use, you still want to think mobile first because of what I said about the indexing. Very important. So, you may want to think about this and make sure, like I said earlier, that your designers are aware of this. Okay. Very, very important, guys. If you want to succeed in 2021, this is utmost important. Another important factor to consider is site speed. Using the page speed insights tool that that Google gives you. I'll give you a link to that in the show notes. Okay, it's a very important tool for you to have. It's called the page speed insights tool. It's a free tool to use. It's an important factor. So you can test your site on how quickly it loads on desktop and mobile, even without having to learn Google Analytics, because that could be a bear. I like Google Analytics because it gives you a lot of different data as to the potential traffic that you could have missed out on, especially since this Google, this mobile indexing first thing is happening. And page speed insights doesn't give you, they just give you the page speeds. That's it. But it doesn't give you all that kind of insight. But if you're not familiar with Google Analytics, check out page speed insights. Okay. So if your site is like many, it will be pretty fast on desktops because most people think about desktop first. They're not thinking about mobile first. And this is where the problem lies, especially if you're going to be doing SEO or any kind of type of marketing online. Okay. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot, but it's important for you to understand the importance of this thing. Okay. Now, how to approach mobile first design. And again, this is probably not for you. It's probably for your web designer, but this is something that he or she needs to understand, which is why I'm giving you this data. The old way to approach a web design was to plan for the desktop site and then remove some features for mobile. Instead, we're going to design for mobile and then maybe add some features for desktops. Okay, so websites have become a lot simpler now. Okay, you may remember that when sites of the early internet overwhelming the visitor with animation, banner ads, and flashing colors and flash and all that stuff, that's gone. Website design has matured since then. You know, we don't have to go all that crazy stuff. We want to keep simplicity in your mind when you're planning your site. Okay, so make sure that's when you hire a developer or a designer, keep that in mind. Simplicity. Okay, because that's what works. It will be both easier for the mobile user to navigate and will load a lot quicker. Okay, so with page speeds and major Google ranking factors, it's going to keep your site in line with all of the remedies that all the recommendations and the solutions that Google has for us. So the next thing you want to do is you want to consider your hierarchy of information. On the mobile, all content will be presented vertically. So you got to remember that. So you have to prioritize your content if you think about that. So putting the most important information at the top, you want to have like blog headlines and all that stuff at the top. Now you don't have to know how to code to create a mobile first site. Okay. I want to make that clear. Although I do recommend you hire a developer and a designer, you really don't have to know how to code. So like responsive web builders, like say WordPress, which I love, and Squarespace, which is okay. It's coming up. I'm getting to like Squarespace a little better now. I'm still love WordPress. But if you're going to use a responsive web builder like WordPress or Squarespace, you want to toggle between the mobile, tablet, and desktop views, because these builders will show you how it's going to look mobile, how it's going to look desktop, and how it's going to look on the tablet. So you want to plan your site from a mobile view and then check the desktop view before you publish. So, I mean, they have all these builders in WordPress, and you could just go to WordPress.org and check them out and see, the different templates that they have out there and then build from there. Okay. And again, check out the different toggles that they have for mobile, tablet, or desktop, and think mobile first. Okay. Now, here are the must-haves for a mobile site features. Okay. Whether you're working with a responsive site design or starting from scratch, with a new mobile design, there are certain elements that you need to have. Okay. That they all have. You're going to have what we call the hamburger menu. The hamburger menu is those three lines that you see on every mobile device. You tap on those three lines and all of a sudden the menu pops up. You know, you have a home, about, you have services, et cetera, et cetera. So that's important. You want to have compressed images. See, large images are a major site speed killer. So images should be compressed to reduce their overall size and improve your site page load. So you gotta compress images. Very important. You want to have a simple layout. Just it's a simple site to navigate, because people, you gotta remember the time we're in. We're in a time now in our life that everything has to happen like yesterday. You ever noticed? So you don't want an overly complicated website where people have to scroll through a gazillion things to get to what they're looking for. You want to give it to them right there. It's just about, you know, quick satisfaction. You want to have clickable CTAs, your call to actions. Very, very important. It's got to be clickable. If it's not clickable, it frustrates the user. I've gone to a couple of sites. It was pretty interesting that I saw a couple of CTAs that were not clickable. And I was kind of shocked. I haven't seen that in a long time. It's been at least a year and a half, maybe 2 years that I've seen that. And I just came across one maybe about a month ago. It was sometime in late January. So yeah, just about a month ago that I saw that. And I was like, wow, I can't believe that this is still happening. So the main thing of what I'm trying to tell you here, just to wrap things up here, is that you want to focus on the user. When you have a mobile first design, you know, you want to design that mobile first, of course, but you do want to focus on the user. What is going to make it easy for the user? If you don't know what that is, hop on some forums. Forums are great. I love forums. Forums give you so much information. It's unbelievable. And see what people are talking about. What's the big hype? Forums in terms of web design, that is. You know, what frustrates people out there? And when you start seeing a pattern of what's frustrating someone, that's going to give you an indication, oh, this is probably something I should not do. So that's what we have, folks. That's what I have for you today. I want to talk to you. That's what I wanted to talk to you about today. It's all about web design and having a mobile first mentality. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have any questions, you know how to reach me, 888-416-7752, or give us an email at info@lbmsllc.com. So that's it for today. Until next week, this has been Frank Theming, the local business guy, and we're closing up on another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. So until next week, folks, take care and bye for now. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes, or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.